And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
Red can't explain the beauty of a rose. White can't tell the magic in the air as it snows. Marvelous can't be all it is. The only thing about is amazing. There's no other thing for amazing. No other explanation will do. The song I sing, there's no other grace but amazing. The Father looked beyond all the mistakes I had made. He didn't even notice all the things I gave. He overlooked all the things I sinned about. But his grace amazes me. There's no other name for grace but amazing. There's no other explanation will do. Unmerited favor, the song I sing. There's no other great name for grace but amazing. There's no There's no other grace, no other grace but amazing, no other
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning the child. And all that they heard, it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds.
Let's stand and sing, Angels We Have Heard on High. I want to hear you sing. We're singing to Jesus, remember?
Angels We Have
be seated.
Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod, the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his stars in the east and are come to worship him." When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and the scribes and the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, 'And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel.'" Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And when he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also." When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they placed them upon him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Oh,
Now his father Zacharias was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, saying, Blessed is the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people, and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, and he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets, who have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers, and to redeem his holy covenant, the oath which he swore to our father Abraham, to grant us that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the highest, for you will go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give the knowledge of salvation to his people by the remission of their sins through the tender mercy of our God, with which the day spring from on high has visited us, to give light to those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace.
It is said that whenever you see the word behold in the Bible, that is the time to just pause, because God is about to do something amazing. As if the Bible writer didn't have the adequate words to describe what was to follow. They said, behold, and today maybe we can the equivalent would be, wow, right? Wow. Speaking of Jesus, before he was born, the Bible says, behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. We should say, wow, whenever we acknowledge and remember that God himself came down to be with us. Who are we that he should be abiding with us? Here are we that he had come for us. So the Bible says, behold, what amazement. Wow, God sent his son for us. God himself was with us. Some years later, John the Baptist sees Jesus. And he says, behold, wow, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He recognized the Savior, that this man, ordinary looking man, would die and for the sins of the world and would be our Savior. Most didn't recognize who he was, but John saw, he said, wow, behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. And after Jesus had died and resurrected, now we have the right to be the children of God. So 1 John 3:1 says, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called the children of God. Do you realize what a privilege and what amazement it is that we can be called sons and daughters of the Almighty God in heaven, who created the universe, who brought this world into existence, that is a source of all life? We call him Abba, Father, Dad. And so the Bible says, behold, wow, that you are the children of God. Revelation 22:12 says, behold, wow, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give to everyone according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. When Jesus promises us that he will come again, we should say, wow, that who are we that he should come back for us? Who are we that he died for us? So the Bible says, behold, Jesus is coming back, and he is coming back quickly. Finally, Revelation 3:20 says this, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him and he with me. Wow, Jesus is knocking at the door of our hearts. Who are we that Jesus should take personal interest, not just in your life, but in your salvation? Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Is Jesus standing at the door of your heart today? And is he knocking? The fact that he has taken personal interest in you, if you are the only person that has ever lived in this world that needs salvation, he would have died just for you. So behold, is Jesus knocking at the door of your hearts? My prayer is, if he is, that you would open up your heart to him. Maybe this is a time to, maybe you've already accepted Jesus, and maybe you already have a relationship with Jesus, but maybe Jesus is knocking at the door of your heart to renew your commitment to him. Behold, I stand at the door. As we bring our message to the close, as we reflect upon this thing we call Christmas, it's not just a holiday. It's not just about giving gifts or singing. It's at the center of it is we are to behold the amazing gift of grace that God has given to us. And our lives should be filled with amazement that we have Jesus in our lives. So this Christmas, which is ultimately today, I pray that we will never forget the infinite cost that God Himself sacrificed for us in Jesus. And that we will not also forget the sacrifice, the infinite sacrifice that Jesus made Himself, volunteering Himself for us, that He should humble Himself to be one of us. That He would humble Himself to the point of the death of the cross. Let's have a word of prayer. Gracious Father, we are to behold the amazing gift in Jesus. We are to behold that gift in some 2,000 years ago when You gave us Your Son who was born among two humble individuals, lowly but godly. Lord, may we never forget not just the birth, but that He also died for us. And this Christmas season, may our testimony be, may we shout out to the world that Jesus is my Lord and Savior, that Jesus is my all, and that we are ever awed, wowed by the fact that Jesus was not only given for us, but that He would take personal interest in our life, especially our everlasting life. May our hearts and minds and affections and desires be towards Jesus. Thank You, God. Bless us now. We ask these things in Your holy name.